Enough fentanyl to kill 50 million Americans. Lisa Brady, Fox News. In the third major bust in just 2 weeks, San Diego Border Patrol arresting three smugglers and seizing more than 200 pounds of fentanyl.
In just the last 4 months alone, sources tell me Border Patrol has already seized more than 800 pounds of fentanyl between ports of entry. And on the other side of the coin, CBP has already seized a staggering 12,000 pounds of fentanyl at ports of entry at the border.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Michigan mom Rebecca Kiesling, who lost two sons to fentanyl-laced pills, ripping into lawmakers during a House hearing on border security.
You talk about welcoming those crossing our border, seeking protection. You're welcoming drug dealers across our border. You're giving them protection. You're not protecting our children.
Some Republicans want the Homeland Security chief to resign or be impeached. The White House says Congress needs to act. Today, the president's visiting Virginia to talk about health care and criticize Republican proposals he says would raise costs. While his EPA chief, Michael Regan, makes a third trip to East Palestine, Ohio, after a toxic train wreck.
Once again, promising to be there for as long as it takes.
I recognize there has been a deficit of trust. We want to make sure that the community knows we are here for them and that we're bringing resources to bear.
The EPA opening a community resource center dubbed a one-stop shop for cleaning services, air testing, and questions. Administrator Regan also reiterating that he's holding Norfolk Southern accountable as the EPA awaits the company's remediation plan that's expected to be finalized in the coming days.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. There are multiple lawsuits over the derailment already. President Biden nominates civil rights attorney Julie Sue to be labor chief. She'd be the first Asian-American cabinet secretary in the Biden administration to replace Marty Walsh, who left this month. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A renewed push in Congress to keep helping 9/11 survivors and first responders.
Former NYPD detective and newly elected member of Congress Anthony D'Esposito says action needs to be taken for those still suffering from the 9/11 attacks.
For the people who continue to be sick and die because of that day.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers were joined by 9/11 first responders and survivors to introduce a bill New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand says would address the World Trade Center health program's funding shortfalls, make changes to funding formulas, and allow Pentagon and Shanksville responders to get benefits.
But the formula used to calculate how much money would be needed will not keep pace with anticipated costs.
Lawmakers say the program faces a $2 billion shortfall over the next few years.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Biden administration is urging Congress to renew a surveillance program that faces some bipartisan concern over privacy issues. It's designed to allow snooping on communications of foreigners outside the U.S. and is set to expire at year's end. A theater chain diversifies by joining forces with a retail giant.
AMC Entertainment is working with Walmart to launch a line of popcorn. Fans of the snack will be able to pick up AMC's movie theater type popcorn at select Walmart locations starting March the 11th, which happens to be the weekend of the Oscars. And by April, AMC popcorn will be on the shelves of more than 2,600 Walmart stores. AMC also plans to offer its popcorn via other distribution channels later this year. The new line includes six items, including three flavors of microwave and pre-pop popcorn. Popcorn. The Popcorn Initiative is one of CEO Adam Aron's many pushes to transform AMC into more than just a movie theater chain.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow is down 187 points. The S&P also turning lower, but the Nasdaq's higher. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.